Yeah, I have here a little picture.
我这里一个小小的图画。
Hang this up in our house.
在我们家常常挂着。
Because I need to be reminded of this a lot. I have a problem.
因为常常要被提醒哈，因为我有这个问题。
Yeah, maybe my problem's not your problem.
或许我的问题不是你的问题。
But I have a problem with pride.
但是我有骄傲的问题。
I don't know why. Really, no reason to be proud.
不知道为什么哈，实在没有什么原因值得我骄傲的。
Yeah, but I love this definition of humility.
但是我很喜欢这个关于谦卑的定义。
It says recognizing that God and others.
他说谦卑是认知上帝以及他人。
Are responsible for the achievements in my life.
为我人生当中的成就有责任。
See, none of us get to where we are without the help of God and other people.
因为没有一个人到达今天的地步是没有上帝还有别人的帮助。
And part of being genuinely humble is to honestly realize that.
而真正的谦卑是我们能够很诚实的承认这一点。
Okay, and today we're going to be looking at the glory of divine meekness.
那今天我们要看神圣的谦卑，他的荣耀。
And we're going to look at meekness both in Jesus and in us.
我们要看在耶稣以及在我们里面的谦卑。
And meekness or humility is a glorious supernatural nature. Well, we're going to look at the glorious and supernatural nature of genuine humility.
那今天我们要看看真正的谦卑，它的荣耀的超自然的本质是什么。
Okay, so let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主的面前来祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们因为你的话语献上感谢。
Because without your word, Lord, we would rarely be aware of our pride.
因为如果没有你的话，我们真的很少会知道自己的骄傲。
And we wouldn't know what true humility is.
我们也不知道什么是真正的谦卑。
And if Jesus hadn't come in the flesh,
而耶稣假如没有道成肉身，
our world would really not know what true humility is all about.
我们的世界也不知道什么是真正的谦卑。
And this is such an important character trait.
这是何等重要的一个品格的特征。
Help us understand it this morning.
求主今天早上帮助我们明白。
Give us a desire to pursue humility.
赐给我们一个愿意追寻谦卑的愿望。
Because you promise to meet with the humble.
因为你应许要与谦卑的人同住。
And that's why we're here, Lord.
所以我们今天在这里。
We want to meet you.
我们要与你相会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So the Christmas story really is all about humility when you read it.
当我们读圣诞节的故事的时候，我们会明白它完全是关乎谦卑这件事情。
Okay. So there's no greater experience that a human being can have than an intimate relationship with our Creator God.
我们一个人呢，没有任何的经验比与这一位造物主上帝建立亲密的关系更为宝贝。
Okay. And God promises to fellowship with the humble and meek.
上帝也应许与谦卑痛悔的人相交。
So that's a great promise.
这是一个很好的应许。
Right? He says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity."
上帝说，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。
Whose name is holy.
他的名字为圣。
Okay.I dwell in the high and holy place.
我住在至高至圣的处所。
Remember, our God is above everyone and everything.
因为我们的上帝超乎一切之上。
Okay. And with whom also he also fellowships with those that are of a contrite and humble spirit.
也与谦卑痛悔的人同住。
Right. To revive the spirit of the humble.
要使谦卑人的灵苏醒。
And to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
也使痛悔的人心苏醒。
Okay, so maybe you're sad here this morning.
或许今天早上你有点忧伤。
You know, holidays are a time when a lot of people suffer depression.
通常在假期的时候呢，有许多人会有沮丧的经验。
And here's a tremendous promise.
那这里上帝给我们一个很好的应许。
God will revive, he'll meet with those humble and those contrite people.
上帝会与那些谦卑痛悔的人与他们同住。
Okay.God also said, thus saith the Lord.
好，耶和华也说。
To this man will I look.
他说，但我所看顾的。
Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit.
就是虚心痛悔。
And that trembleth at my word.
因我的话而战惊的人。
See, it's through the word that we learn how to be humble so we can meet God.
所以从神的话语，我们学到要怎么样谦卑来遇见我们的神。
So what is humility?
那什么是谦卑呢？
Right, if God promises to meet with me if I humble myself,
假如上帝应许我，假如我谦卑下来，他就与我相会的话，
then I want to know what God means by being humble and being contrite.
那么上帝所谓的谦卑，所谓的痛悔，到底是什么意思呢？
Okay.Well, some definitions are freedom from pride and arrogance.
有些定义这么说，他就说没有骄傲，没有傲慢。
A humbleness of mind.
好，心态的谦虚。
Right? A modest estimate of one's own worth.
谦逊的估量自我的价值。
Okay, and humility consists of a deep sense of one's own unworthiness in the sight of God.
谦卑也包括在上帝眼中对自我不配的一个深刻的体会。
See, as we've been looking at the attributes of God over this past year,
我们在过去这一年一直在研究上帝的属性。
The more we learn about God and how great and holy He is,
我们越多学习到上帝以及他的伟大还有他的圣洁的时候。
The more it should humble us to realize how unworthy we are of His fellowship.
那他的这些属性呢，就应该让我们更谦卑，觉得在他面前自己是一个不配的人。
But if we can humble ourselves and admit I'm not worthy of having a relationship with God.
假如说我们能够谦卑到一个地步，说我跟上帝建立关系，我实在是不配。
That's exactly the condition for having a relationship with Him.
那就是要这样的一个心态，才能够跟上帝有真实的相交。
Humility is submission to God's will without murmuring.
那谦卑也是没有抱怨的降服上帝的旨意。
And I emphasize that without murmuring.
没有闲话，没有低语，哈，没有那种埋怨。
Yeah, don't complain to God how much trouble your husband or wife is.
不要向上帝抱怨你的丈夫或妻子多么的不好。
Without murmuring, submission to God's will.
就是不要抱怨，要顺服上帝的旨意。
Don't complain to God about how hard your teachers are at school.
也不要抱怨在学校里你的老师多么的困难。
Or how tough your boss is at work.
或是你工作地方你老板多么的不好。
It's submission to God without murmuring.
就是没有抱怨的顺服上帝的旨意。
Meekness is not weakness.
但是谦卑不是软弱。
The world tends to think that meekness or being humble is a weakness.
世人认为谦卑或柔顺呢是一个弱点。
One of my favorite illustrations is about a horse.
我最喜欢的一个比方呢，就是讲到一匹马。
A horse is a perfect example of what real meekness is.
马，它能够说明真正的谦卑是什么。
Okay, and God seems to really like horses.
我觉得上帝好像十分喜欢马。
You can learn a lot of spiritual lessons from horses in the Bible.
我们可以从马。好，学到很多人生的功课。
But God challenged Job with a question about horses.
那上帝就向约伯挑战关于马的一件事情。
He asked Job, "Have you given the horses strength?"
上帝问约伯说：“你有把你的力量给马吗
？”Have you clothed his neck with thunder?
你是不是用雷来装饰他的脖子
？So God created the horse to teach spiritual lessons.
所以上帝创造了马来教导我们属灵的功课。
How many have you seen the Western movies where they have to break the wild horse?
我们当然看过西部武打电哈电影，就是说要把这个马先把它的那个鳞给打碎。
Right, we've all seen that, right? A horse has to be broken.
就是一个马要先被驯服。
Means broken of his self-rebellion and untameness.
他自己的这个骄傲没有办法被驯服那个力气哈。
Now, thing is, somebody has to be able to ride that horse until he's broken.
那有些人必须骑在马上，直到这个马顺服下来。
Okay. And we're like the horse.
我们就好像马一样。
And God has to ride us until we're broken.
上帝必须骑在我们身上，直到我们破碎。
But once you're broken,
那一旦你被破碎之后
，Right, all you need to do is put a bit in the horse's mouth.
你只要把这个镢头放在马的嘴上
，Right, and you can guide the horse so easy.
然后就很容易的能够引导这匹马。
You just tap that, and he goes that way.
你就轻轻的拉拉这个马缰，它就往你要的方向去。
Or you just tap it that way, and the horse goes that way.
或是往另外一个方向，马就跟着你走。
Or you pull back, and the horse stops.
或你把马拉回来，马就停下来。
You go, yeah, and the horse goes forward.
然后你打用力打一声，马就往前冲。
When God's been able to break us,
所以当上帝能够把我们打碎的时候。
That's how sensitive we become to His leading and His will.
那就是我们开始对他的引导，对他的旨意开始敏锐。
Doesn't make you weak.
它不使你软弱。
Doesn't make you a doormat.
它也不使你成为一个这个踏脚板。
It's all the power of God within you, but under God's control.
那上帝的力量就住在里面，但是是受上帝的控制。
That's what biblical meekness is.
这就是所谓圣经的对谦卑的定义。
Okay. Pride is one of the most besetting sins of the human race.
骄傲是人类最困扰人类的一个罪恶。
I think everyone should have a picture like this in their house.
我想每个人在家里都应该挂这样的一幅图画。
Right, we might have a more humble world, easier to live in.
那这样我们会有一个更谦卑的世界，大家比较好相处。
Okay, now the interesting thing is humility was practically unknown in the ancient world.
有趣的是，好在古代的时候呢，谦卑这个观念啊，几乎是世人不知道的。
You would not have enjoyed being alive like 500 BC, 1000 BC.
在纪元前五百年或一千年之前。
World was a very cruel place.
世界是一个相当残酷的地方。
Okay, they considered humility a vice rather than a virtue.
他们觉得这个谦卑是一个瑕疵，不是一个美德。
Okay. In Greek and Latin, in fact, had no word for the biblical idea of humility.
事实上，在希腊文跟拉丁文里面呢，没有圣经所定义、圣经所含义的谦卑的意思。
They didn't even have a word for it because it simply didn't exist.
因为谦卑这个观念根本不存在，所以没有那样的字眼。
We all struggle with pride.
我们都有谦卑的一个挣扎哈。
Before you read this, anybody here ever heard of Guang Bao Qian?
我们当时有谁听过陈
光？Oh, you have.
陈光标吗？
Two people. Okay.
陈光标，好，不少人听过哈。
Yeah. All right, this is his business card.
这是他的这个名片。
All right, says most influential person in China.
他是中国最具有影响力的人物。
Most prominent philanthropist of China.
中国最杰出的这个慈善家。
China moral leader.
中国的道德领导。
Most well-known and beloved Chinese role model.
是最受欢迎、最为人所知的中国的这个模范人物。
Most charismatic philanthropist of China.
也是中国最具有个人魅力的慈善家。
China's foremost environmental preservation demolition expert.
中国最前进的这个再生能源的这个
I can guarantee you he does not have this hanging in his house.
我想这个人可能家里就没有挂着那一幅图画。
Okay, but in the world, this is good business.
但在世界呢，这是很好的一个名片。
Right, you might think, yeah, that's the kind of guy I want to do business with.
或许你说好，是这样的人，我要跟他打交道。
Or if you have biblical wisdom.
还有就是你是不是有属神的智慧?
Yeah, I'm not so sure I want to do business with him.
你说哎，我不太确定自己要不跟他做生意。
Right? Not much humility there.
在这里看不出太多的谦卑哈。
Meekness and humility was a grace which Jesus alone manifested as a divine attribute.
那么谦卑跟柔顺的恩典呢，是只有耶稣才展现出来的神圣美德。
See, genuine humility is actually something supernatural. We don't have it naturally.
因为真正的谦卑呢，事实上来说是超自然的，我们凭着天然的人呢，是没有的。
And Jesus makes humility possible for us as a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也使谦卑成为我们可能结出的圣灵的果子。
See, there's a difference between us as a human being trying to be humble.
我们人顺着自己的意思试图去表现的谦卑。
And somebody who's been broken by God and now is so easily controlled by God's Spirit.
那另外一种就是说，有些人被神所打碎了，现在神的能力、神的圣灵可以指导他的这样的人，这件事不一样的。
A supernatural humility.
那是一个超自然的谦卑。
It's not weakness.
不是软弱。
But all of God's power in your life under God's control.
但是所有上帝的能力在你的人生当中呢，是在控制之下的。
It's definitely something worth pursuing.
很值得我们去追求。
Okay. Our battle with destructive pride and arrogance lasts until we receive our glorified bodies.
所以我们与骄傲和傲慢的对抗呢，要领受到荣耀的身体的时候才终止。
You know, I found out the hard way.
好，我学的是另外一个比较困难的方法。
There were times in my life when I thought, I've made it, I'm humble now.
我人生当中有些时候我觉得，哎呀，我已经够谦卑的了。
Yeah, I hit bottom.
我已经到了谷底了。
You can't get any lower. You can't get any more humble.
不能再低，不能再谦卑了。
But then I learned God keeps moving the bottom.
但是后来我发现，上帝继续把这个底啊越往下越拉。
Yeah, It's got to be a supernatural working of God's Holy Spirit in our life.
所以它是上帝在我们人生当中超自然的借着圣灵的工作。
When we fail in our battles with pride, God knows how to humble us.
当我们跟骄傲对抗的时候失败了呢，上帝知道怎么在他的恩典中使我们继续谦卑。
And fortunately, we have a God who's very merciful.
但是很可信的就是我们的上帝是怜悯人的。
But see, life is cruel. Life is cruel.
人生相当是残酷的。
And life is tough.
生命也是很艰苦的。
And life itself should humble us.
但是生命本身就足够使我们谦卑下来。
But it doesn't unless we have a relationship with God.
但是有时候却做不到，除非我们跟上帝有一个直接的关系。
You know, as a pastor over so many years,
我做了牧师相当多年。
I see so many people that get bitter because of the hardships of life.
我看到很多人因为生活艰苦变得相当的苦读。
They're always looking for someone to blame for why their life is so hard.
总是要找到别人来抱怨说为什么他的人生这么的困难。
That's pride.
这是一个骄傲。
See, that's somebody who's not broken by God.
这是一个还没有被上帝破碎的人的一个反应。
The world's going to break us one way or another. The trials we have in this world are going to break us one way or another.
那世界总会以他的困苦，不管发生什么事情，都会让我们破碎。
But when you're broken,
就是当你被破碎的时候，
who are you going to give control to?
你会把这个主导权交给谁？
Who's going to guide your life out of that brokenness?
谁会在你的破碎当中继续引导你的人生呢？
How many of you have seen the famous Amos cookies?
有一个小饼干叫做它的牌子叫做 Famous Amos.
Yeah, there you can any grocery store shelf you'll find them.
好在很多的杂货店都有卖。
I remember one time I read his story.
有一次我读到关于这个 Amos 的故事。
Didn't realize it was only part of his story.
我不晓得那是他故事的一部分而已。
And I read how he was actually fired from the company he founded.
事实上，他被他从创立的公司呢被解职了。
See, it was his recipe for those cookies became bestsellers.
他的这个饼干的这个食谱呢，成为最好、最畅销的一种。
He became very wealthy.
所以他变得非常富有。
His company grew.
他的公司成长。
And he had a board.
然后有一个董事会。
Eventually, the board fired him.
最后，董事会把他给炒鱿鱼了。
And I remember I was using that as an example how it doesn't matter what happened, you can get back on your feet again because he started another company after he got fired from that one.
所以他被炒鱿鱼之后呢，他又开始创立了另外一个公司。
But somebody in the congregation knew a little more about him than I did.
所以这是我知道他故事一部分，但是会众当中有人比我更清楚他的故事。
And they came up to me after and said, "Did you know why he got fired from that first company he founded?"
有人就问我说，你知道他为什么被他的董事会炒鱿鱼吗？
Yeah, see, he got so proud.
因为他后来变得相当骄傲。
He thought he could do drugs.
他说他可以去用毒品。
And he thought he could do whatever he wanted to do.
他以为自己什么都可以做。
And because now he was so powerful and rich, there'd be no consequences.
因为他现在有能力又有钱，哈，他就不在乎任何的后果。
Well, he got fired from the company he started.
所以被炒鱿鱼了。
But fortunately, God humbled him.
但是幸运的是，哈，神使他谦卑下来。
And he was able to come back out of those valleys.
后来从这个低谷中再起来。
But see, things are going to happen that are going to break us.
所以事情的发生有的时候真的会把我们打碎。
A lot of times it's our own pride that's going to lead us into those situations.
那很多时候是我们自己的骄傲导致的结果。
But when you get broken by life or by circumstances or by
your pride, 但一旦你被人生的经验或是状况给打倒的时候，
Who are you going to give control to?
你会把你的这个控制权交给谁呢？
Makes a huge difference in how you will turn out in life.
跟你后来的结局会有很大的差别。
The entire Christmas story is permeated with revelations of humility and meekness.
好，整个圣诞故事呢，都弥漫着谦卑跟柔顺的启示。
Okay. Our Creator God humbled Himself to save a fallen, hurting, dying humanity.
那我们的造物主他谦卑自己来拯救堕落、受伤、濒临死亡的人类。
Right, Zacharias and Elizabeth, their humility led to an encounter with God.
撒迦利亚跟伊丽莎白，他们的谦卑导致他们遇见永生的上帝。
Remember, they had been praying for a child for so long.
他们很长的时间为有孩子来祷告。
And then finally, God was going to give them a baby.
最后，上帝赐给他们一个孩子。
Right, it was going to be John the Baptist, as a
matter of fact. 就是施洗约翰。
Yeah, but we never read of them complaining to God.
但是在他们还不怀孕的时候呢，他们没有抱怨神。
But because of their humility, they have an encounter with God.
而是因为他们的谦卑，他们后来遇见了神。
The Virgin Mary.
童贞女玛利亚。
Her humility led to an encounter with God.
她的谦卑也导致她与上帝相遇。
Right? She knew she's going to be ridiculed as being immoral by having a baby without knowing a man.
好，未婚先孕呢，她知道她会受人讥笑、嘲弄。
Joseph was also humble. He knew all the rumors that were going to start now.
约瑟他也被谦卑下来，因为他知道所有的闲言闲语。
Yeah, right. A virgin birth, huh, Joseph? We believe that.
所以他们会说，约瑟啊，你的这个未婚妻、未婚怀孕，真的是童贞女吗？
Imagine all the pain and hardship and ridicule they had to live with now for the rest of their life.
你可以想象他们这一生之后所要遭受的冷风热嘲。
And even Jesus, when he'sPreaching in the temple.
甚至当耶稣在圣殿里面讲道的时候，
One of the accusations of the Pharisees.
法利赛人对他的控告之一就是，
They tell Jesus, we weren't born of fornication.
他说我们不是奸淫所生的。
So those rumors still hung around him as a 30-year-old man.
所以即使耶稣三十岁了，这些闲言闲语还跟随着他。
See, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, they humbled themselves for us.
所以玛利亚跟约瑟为了我们谦卑了自己。
Mary and Joseph were under the control of God.
玛利亚跟约瑟是在上帝的指引之下。
Could accept His will no matter how much hardship it would create.
他们接受上帝的旨意，不管将来的困苦是多少。
God reveals His humility by the incarnation.
所以上帝借着道成肉身，显明了他自己的谦卑。
You want to know what the Creator of the universe is really like?
你想知道创造宇宙万物的这个造物主到底是什么样子的吗？
Well, we learn when He comes to earth.
我们知道他来到世上的形状。
Only Jesus with His perfect life and matchless teaching.
只有耶稣以他完美的人生，还有无法相比的教导呢。
Elevated humility to a primary virtue in human life.
将谦卑提升为人世间一个主要的美德。
Before Jesus came, the world didn't know what humility was.
耶稣还没来到世界之前，世人不知道何谓谦卑。
Jesus came to earth to serve and to give His life a ransom for
men. 耶稣来到世上来服侍，而且舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus came to serve.
耶稣来服侍别人。
You know, serving is a key to emotional health.
能够服侍是保持我们情绪稳定一个非常重要的因素。
How many of you know who Teddy Roosevelt was?
有多少人知道罗斯福是谁？
Right, he's the president of the United States.
他是美国的总统。
Yeah, 1901 to 1909, I believe.
1901到1909年。
Well, do you know that his wife and his mother died on the same day in the same house?
他的妻子跟母亲同一天在同一个屋子内过世。
His mother died of typhoid fever.
他的母亲患了猩红热。
His wife died of some kind of kidney problem giving birth to his first daughter.
他的妻子因为要生产第一个女孩，他的肾脏出问题而过世。
We actually have his diary from that day.
事实上，他记下了那一天他的日记。
And he wrote, "The light has gone out of my life."
他写说这个亮光从我的人生当中离开了。
His father was a very strong Christian.
但他的父亲是非常坚强的一个基督徒。
Encourage him to get away, go to North Dakota.
父亲鼓励他说你离开家到北 Dakota 去。
Yeah, be a cowboy for a while.
好，就是做一段时间做个牛仔吧。
He was always frail physically.
那他身体相当非常的孱弱。
That's why I said it'll help your body get stronger.
他父亲说你的身体可以健康一点。
Give you time to recover.
也给你时间去复原。
And find somebody you can help and help them.
然后去找一个你可以帮助的人去帮助他们。
And that's what he did.
所以他就这么做了。
See, finding somebody worse off than yourself that you can help is medicine.
找一个你可以帮助比你更糟糕的人呢，对你来说是一个医治的良药。
And he came back in 2 years.
两年之后他回来。
This was in the 1880s.
大概在1880年的时候。
Got remarried.
他重婚了，再婚了。
Had a family and eventually became president.
好，再次建立家庭，后来成为美国的总统。
Who has control of your life?
所以谁有指导你人生的这个能力呢？
What do you do when life has broken you and shattered you into pieces?
当人生被破碎到碎片的时候。你是什么样的反应呢？
To me, the most important thing you can do is give control to God.
那遇见神最重要一件事情就是把你那个主导权啊交给神。
He promises to meet the humble and the contrite in heart.
他应许要与谦卑痛悔的人同住。
This is the heart of God to serve and give His life a ransom for many.
所以上帝的心就是要服侍，而且舍自己的生命做多人的赎价。
If this is the heart of God, then I need to strive for it.
那假如这是上帝的心的话呢，我也需要努力朝这个方面去走。
How did Jesus reveal the glory of divine humility?
那耶稣怎么彰显这个谦卑的荣耀呢？
Okay, well, first that He made Himself of no reputation.
正因说他取了奴仆的形象，没有不给自己任何的名声。
Right, He took upon Himself the form of a servant.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He could have been born in a king's palace.
他可能生长在一个国王的宫殿里。
But he's not. He took the form of a servant.
但是没有，他取了奴仆的样子。
And being found in fashion of a man, he humbled himself.
他既有人的样子，就自己卑微。
We can humble ourselves to a certain extent too.
我们可以自己靠自己卑微到某个程度。
But the humility we're looking at is a supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们真正要寻找的谦卑是从圣灵来一个超自然的谦卑。
And Jesus became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
他存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
See? And he dies between two thieves.
他就死在两个强盗当中。
He dies as a criminal.
他的死是一个罪犯的身份死。
The most painful death any human being could experience.
这是人所能够经历最痛苦的一种死亡。
And he did that for you and me.
为了你跟我，他愿意如此做。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, because he loved us.
因为他爱我们。
But also because our God is humble.
也因为我们的上帝是一位谦卑的神。
There's nothing he wouldn't do to save you and me from our sins.
没有一件事情他不愿意为了拯救你我而不去做。
But because he humbled himself, wherefore God has also highly exalted him.
那因为他谦卑自己，所以上帝将他升为至高。
And God gave him a name above every name.
而且上帝给他一个名是超乎万名之上的名。
See, God says, if we humble ourselves before the Lord, He will lift us up in due time.
圣经说，我们如果在神面前谦卑自己，在他的时候，他就要使我们升高。
So we learn an important lesson from Jesus.
所以我们从耶稣学到一个很重要的功课。
The way up is actually down.
好，要往上走的道路呢，事实上是先往下走。
Okay, it's kind of like an Escher painting. Have you seen these Escher paintings?
就好像这样的一个图画一样。
They're paradoxes.
他们是一个吊诡的
Visual paradox
是视觉的一个吊诡
Here's continuous stairway
它这个楼梯是连续不断的
And these people are going down, 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 down
好那边的人一直往下走
But on the same stairs these people are going up, 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 up
但是在同一个楼梯的时候呢有些人是往上走
Your brain looks at that and it doesn't make sense
我们的脑筋看着它好像行不通
The world looks at the life of Jesus and he does not make sense to them.
那世界看耶稣的人生呢觉得行不通的。
The world looks at supernatural humility and it doesn't make sense to the world.
世人也看着这个超自然的谦卑他也解不通。
God says if we'll humble ourselves, he'll lift us up.
但是上帝说假如我们在神面前谦卑自己他就会使我们升高。
He'll use us in ways we could have never imagined.
他会使用我们是超乎我们自己所能想象的。
How did Jesus reveal the glory of divine humility?
所以耶稣怎么显明神谦卑的荣耀呢?
By willingly becoming poor to make us rich.
他情愿成为贫穷使我们富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
But though he was rich,
他本来富足。
Yet for your sakes he became poor.
却为你们成了贫穷。
Why?
为什么呢?
That you through his poverty might be rich.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And here I believe he's talking about eternal riches.
我这里我觉得他讲的是永恒的富足。
That are forever, you'll never lose them.
是永远不会失去的。
But also there's temporary material riches that he gives us in this world.
但他也给我们在世上暂时的好物质上的丰富。
He became poor that you and I can become rich.
他成了贫穷使我们可以成为富足。
Now we're supposed to follow Jesus.
我们应该跟随耶稣。
Okay, so let me ask you, do you still want to be like Jesus?
所以我要问你好，你还愿意像耶稣吗？
Yeah, become poor so someone else can be blessed.
你愿意成为贫穷使某其他的人得到祝福吗?
All right, maybe you're not there yet.
或许你还没有到那个地步。
But are you at least being generous?
但至少你是不是一个慷慨的人呢？
Supernaturally generous.
好，超自然的慷慨。
Anybody know this man?
你们知道这个人是谁吗？
Cathay Truett? Truett Cathay?
Truett Cathay?
Yeah. Anybody here ever had Chick-fil-A?
你们吃过 Chick-fil-A 吗？
Yeah, you know Chick-fil-A. There's only one in Slo, right?
就是金宝哈，在 Slo 有没有一家？Chick-fil-A,
is it good or is it good? Right, it's good.
他们的东西非常好吃。
But here's the thing, he was a very strong Christian when he founded his business in 1949.
他在1949年创办了自己的生意，他是一个非常坚强的基督徒。
And he had to decide how he would be a Christian businessman.
他那时候就应该要决定说我可以成为一个什么样的基督徒生意人。
And when he opened the first Chick-fil-A,
开了第一个店的时候，
said one of the convictions he had, we will not open on Sundays.
他有一个很强的信念，就是礼拜天不开业。
To this day, you cannot go get a Chick-fil-A after church on Sunday.
一直到今天哈，你做完礼拜要去买一个他们的汉堡呢，就是买不到的。
And he said, you know, he got a lot of criticism.
他说他受到很多的批评。
The world can't understand it.
世界不明白。
Sunday's the biggest money-making day.
礼拜天是最赚钱的日子。
And Cathy admitted he knew he's probably losing 20% of the business on Sunday.
礼拜天休业呢，可能会失去20%的生意。
But you know what? I just read the latest statistics.
但是我读了最近的这个统计。
Of all the fast food franchises,
在所有速食的这个连锁店里面
，Do you know which one has the highest margin of profit?
你知道哪一家有最高的盈利吗
？My first guess would have been McDonald's.
我的第一个猜测可能是麦当劳。
I don't think they even make number five.
麦当劳甚至连第五名都不到。
All right, come on, it's a giveaway. Who do you think number one is?
你想头一名是谁
？Yeah, Chick-fil-A, and they don't open on Sunday.
就是 Chick-fil-A, 而他们礼拜天休业。
He was willing to do that for God.
他愿意为了上帝这么做。
See, it's not about how much money I can make.
所以不是关乎我到底能够赚多少钱。
It's about how I can glorify God.
是我怎么可以荣耀神。
And God honors those who honor Him.
所以神就尊荣那些尊荣他的人。
And if you're not generous, you're not honoring God as a Christian.
那假如我们不慷慨的话呢，我们就不是一个见证上帝的基督徒。
At least, okay, maybe you can't become poor for His sake. I know some.
或许我们不愿意成为贫穷，为了使别人得到福气。
I know some Christians who have given up.Good jobs, high-paying jobs, because they believe God was calling them to serve the poor, and they had to live with the poor to reach the poor.
我知道有些基督徒哈，他们愿意舍弃高薪的工作，因为上帝呼召他们去跟贫穷人住在一起，他们确实这么做了。
And you know what? When God is leading,
但是当上帝在引导他们的时候
，they were happy doing it.
他们非常高兴、乐意的这么做。
It was not a burden. It was not a sacrifice. They
对他们来说不是一个重担，也不是一个牺牲。
It's our joy.And it's our fulfillment because it's our calling from God.
他们成为他们的喜乐跟他们满足，因为他们知道这是上帝呼召他们要做的事情。
The world can't understand the supernatural meekness and humility.
所以世界并不太明白这个超自然的这个谦卑。
How did Jesus manifest the glory of divine humility?
那耶稣怎么显明神是谦卑的荣耀呢？
Well, he gave up his crown in heaven for the cross on earth.
他舍弃了天上的冠冕。承载了地上的十架。
He didn't have to leave heaven.
他不需要离开天堂。
He didn't need you and me.
他不需要你跟我。
But God is love.
但是上帝是爱。
He just saw this world of lost sinners.
他看到世界上充满了世上的罪人。
And he could not stay up there in heaven and just let those sinners die and go to hell.
他没有办法自己在天上而看着这些世人下了地狱。
And he knew very well what would happen to him if he came to earth as a human.
他也很清楚知道，假如他来到世界上会发生什么。
Our God is a humble God.
所以我们的上帝是一个谦卑的上帝。
He gave up the crown.
他舍弃了冠冕来到十架上。
For you and me.
为了你跟我。
Do you appreciate what he did?
你感激他所做的吗
？How do you show that appreciation?
你怎么表达你对他的感激呢？
He gave up the riches of heaven for the poverty of earth.
他舍弃天上的富足，换来地上的贫穷。
For you and me.
为了你跟我。
Okay. How did Jesus reveal the glory of divine humility?
耶稣怎么显明他神圣的谦卑的荣耀呢？
Well, the self-existing God submitted to being parented.
这个自我存在的上帝呢，他顺服于被别人来教养。
Here's an interesting thing.
有意思的是,
He's the only child ever born.
他是唯一生下来的孩子,
they got to pick his parents.
能够选择自己的父母。
None of us get to pick our parents.
我们当中没有一个人可以选择自己的父母。
God picked them for you.
因为上帝帮你选了。
So quit murmuring and complaining about your parents.
所以不要抱怨自己的双亲。
Humility is serving God without complaining.
所以谦卑就是服侍上帝而不抱怨。
How can you serve God in your family?
我们可以怎么在家庭里面来服侍这位上帝呢?
Jesus entered this world as a baby to be taken care of by imperfect parents.
好, 耶稣以婴孩进入世界被不完美的父母来照顾。
They were imperfect, but he was subject to them.
他们虽然不完美, 但是耶稣顺服他们。
How many of you here have perfect parents?
我们当中有多少人有完美的父母亲?
Oh, I wish my kids were here. At least we have. Nobody, right? No hands went up.
没有人有完美的双亲。
But Jesus submitted to them.
但是耶稣顺服他们。
Not only that, when he came to earth, he's born in a manger with animals.
不仅如此, 他出生的时候呢, 降生在跟牛马羊群在一起的马棚里。
God didn't have to do this, but this is how he chose to do it.
上帝不一定要这么做, 但是他选择如此做。
He's trying to teach us something.
为了教导我们一些事情。
About himself.
关于他自己。
And about what's important for us.
关于什么对我们来说是重要的。
You know, his parents even lost Jesus one time.
耶稣的父母有一次甚至把他给丢掉了。
Right, they thought Jesus was with them and he was nowhere to be found.
他们以为耶稣跟他们在一起, 但是后来没找到耶稣。
Can you imagine what Mary and Joseph, oh no, we lost Jesus.
玛利亚跟约瑟忽然警觉到, 哎呀,我们丢失了耶稣。
The world's lost.
世界丧失了。
Jesus, God was taking care of Jesus even though his parents weren't taking such good care of him.
所以耶稣的父亲没有好好照顾他, 但是上帝还是照顾了他。
And Jesus knew where to go when you get lost.
那耶稣走失的时候, 他知道去哪里。
Okay, when you feel lost,
所以当你走失, 当你觉得自己失落的时候,
do what Jesus did.
你要做耶稣所做的。
Where did his parents find him?
他的父亲在哪里找到他?
In temple, right?
在圣殿里。
In the church.
在教会里。
Yeah, you get lost, man, find a church.
所以假如你走失的话呢, 你要去找一个教会。
And I believe you'll be found before you realize.
好, 我相信你会马上被别人找到。
Jesus reveals divine humility in his teaching.
那耶稣在他的教导当中, 彰显了他神圣的谦卑。
He said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
他说, 你们要学像我好, 因为我心里柔和谦卑。
Wow, think about this for a minute.
好, 我们再想一想。
Okay? It'd be kind of like me coming here today.
好像我今天来到这里。
And I say, you know, I've been preparing this sermon on humility.
我跟你们说好,我预备这篇谦卑的讲章。
And I was in prayer for a long time.
我祷告很长一段时间。
And I learned something very important.
我学了一个非常重要的功课。
God showed me something.
上帝告诉我一些事情。
You're all proud.
你们都很骄傲。
很骄傲。 Not just jiao-ao, you're really proud.
你们都很骄傲。
And God also told me something else.
神也告诉我另外一件事。
He said, Ray, you're really humble.
说瑞明啊,你真的很谦卑。
Now what would you think if I came in here and did this?
假如我今天进来跟你们这么说, 你们的感觉是什么?
I mean, how does Jesus get away with saying, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart?
所以耶稣怎么可以说你们要跟我学, 因为我心里柔和谦卑呢?
See, only God manifested in human flesh could do that.
好, 只有上帝在人的肉身显现才可以这么做。
They didn't laugh at him because they saw that supernatural humility.
他们没有嘲笑他, 反而是在他里面看见那个超自然的谦卑。
Okay. Whoever will be chiefest among you shall be servant of all.
你们中间谁愿为首, 就必做众人的仆人。
Okay, you want to be rich in heaven?
假如你要在天上是一个富有的人,
I mean, that's forever.
这是永恒的。
Right, you get your choice. Be first and rich on earth for a short time.
你可以有选择哈, 不管是在世上做首要的, 然后非常有钱。
Or you can be last on earth and you'll be first in heaven forever.
也可以选择在世上做幕后的, 但是在天上是首先的。
We want to pursue humility and humbleness so we can be guided by God.
我们要追求这个属灵的这个谦卑, 使上帝能够引导我们。
Because in your pride, you're never going to find the life you've been looking for.
因为在我们的骄傲当中，我们会找不到我们所想要的人生。
Because you really don't know what you're looking for.
因为我们确实不知道自己到底在找什么。
The world has told you it's money. Just get rich, get the house.
世界告诉你，就是要你要追求金钱，要有钱，你要有买房子。
The world has told you get a beautiful wife, which I did.
世界告诉你，要娶一个漂亮的老婆。
Have one boy and one girl, perfect family.
要生一个男孩，一个女孩，哇，完美的家庭。
The world's idea is so different than God's idea.
这是世界的观念跟上帝的观念相当不同。
It's got nothing to do with the humility and the humbleness we're talking about.
它与我们现在所谈到的谦卑一点关系都没有。
But so many people are pursuing the world's plan for your life and not God's plan for your life.
但是许许多多人都追求世界给你的价值观，而不是追求上帝的。
And until you're broken and give control of the reins to God,
直到我们被上帝击打，把这个缰绳放在神的手中，
you're never going to experience the life you're really hungry for.
我们就没有办法去经历我们真正渴慕的那种人生。
God awakens in us a desire for humility.
所以上帝在我们里面唤起谦卑的愿望。
We don't want to be humble.
我们靠本性是不愿意谦卑的。
I mean, just look at YouTube.
我们看看这个 YouTube。
We want to be famous。
我们要成名。
We want everybody to know our name。
我们要每个人都知道我们的名字。
We want people to send us money。
我们要人送我们钱来。
We don't want to work for it。
我们不要努力去赚。
God has to awaken a desire for this supernatural.
上帝必须在我们里面唤起。
We appreciate humility in others, but we don't want it in ourselves.
我们经常是感激别人的谦卑，但是自己不愿意谦卑。
It's opposite our human nature.
因为它违反我们人的本性。
Okay, so God has to motivate us to pursue divine humility.
所以上帝必须激发我们去追求神圣的谦卑。
Okay, God motivates us how?
上帝怎么来激发我们呢？
First, He gives us a revelation of our eternal destiny.
首先，他把我们永恒的目标
启示
给我们。
This is your eternal destiny.
这是我们永恒的命运。
Okay, we all know that all things work together for good for them that love God.
我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人的益处。
For whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son Jesus.
因为他所预先知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That's my destiny now as a Christian.
所以作为基督徒，这是我永恒的目标。
Now that I have eternal life and know I'll live forever,
现在为了永生会活到永远。
I'm predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ.
神就预定我要磨成主耶稣基督的样式。
That's why I gotta pursue humility while I got time on this earth.
所以当我在世上还有时间的时候呢，我要学像耶稣，要追求谦卑。
It's going to affect my eternity.
它会影响我的永恒。
But it'll also make life in this world much happier and more worth living.
它也会使我们在今生的生活更值得，而且更快乐。
If you're prideful, I guarantee you, you're not very happy.
假如我们是骄傲的人的话呢，我可以保证你不是一个快乐的人。
Or if somehow you happen to be full of pride and still happy right now,
那或许你觉得你很骄傲，但是你也是很快乐的话。
I guarantee you, I know from experience, you're not going to be happy for very long.
我可以向你保证，从我的经验呢，你不会长久快乐。
Okay. God motivates us to pursue divine humility by giving us a glorious revelation of Christ.
那另外，神借着圣灵让我们看见基督的荣耀，来激发我们。
We all beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord.
我们众人都好像在这个镜子里看见主的荣光。
And humility is part of His glory.
而谦卑是主的荣光的一部分。
We're changed into the same image.
我们就变成主的形状。
From glory to glory.
从一个荣耀进到另外一个荣耀。
In other words, growing in this supernatural humility.
换句话说，就是我们在这个超自然的谦卑上不断的成长。
Will be a process.
是一个进展，是一个过程。
As I behold the humility of Jesus.I'll become more humble.
当我看到主耶稣基督的谦卑，我会变得越来越谦卑。
And the deeper and profounder my relationship with Christ,
当我与基督的关系越来越深厚的时候，
the deeper my meekness becomes.
我的谦卑也变得越来越深沉。
And guarantee you, the deeper our meekness, the more satisfaction we have in this world.
当我们能够更谦卑的时候呢，我们在今生得到的满足就会越加深。
God motivates us to pursue divine humility by revealing to us how much we've suffered because of our pride.
那上帝也激发我们，让我们看见我们因骄傲而遭受的苦难。
You know, we could just look back on our life.
我们可以回顾自己的人生。
we'd probably see that a lot of our greatest suffering was because of our pride.
是因为我们的骄傲。
Right, we were just so proud we couldn't listen to advice.
或许因为我们很骄傲，不听别人的劝诫。
We did stupid things, we did dumb things.
我们做了一些很愚笨的事情。
We didn't honor our parents.
好，我不尊敬我的父母亲。
Right, we cheated at work.
好，在工作上欺骗。
Right, we've suffered a lot because of pride, and unless we search our own life, we're not going to be aware how much our pride has really hurt us.
所以我们因为骄傲而受了许多的苦。那假如我们不回去追想的话呢，或许我们还不明白。
But if you'll spend time with God in prayer and ask Him, Lord, show me where pride has really hurt me.
但是假如你愿意在神面前求上帝告诉你、启示你到底骄傲造成了哪些困难的时候，
It'll awaken in you a desire to be humble.
它会唤醒你里面要有谦卑的愿望。
Pride goes before destruction.
所以你说骄傲在毁坏以先。
And a haughty spirit before a fall.
好，狂心在拜倒之前。
Study the fall of the proud.
我们可以研究骄傲人的跌倒。
One of the best examples is Nebuchadnezzar.
一个最有名的例子呢，就是尼布甲尼撒王。
Right, what happened to Nebuchadnezzar?
他发生了什么事？
Right, one day he was given a dream warning him don't get proud.
他得了一个梦，这个梦就警告他不要骄傲。
And Daniel told him, humble yourself and maybe God will spare you.
然后但以理就告诉他说，你要在神面前谦卑下来，或许上帝会免你的命。
But he didn't, and he goes out there looking at Babylon.
但他没有，他出去看了这个巴比伦城。
The most amazing city of the ancient world.
在古代是最奇妙的一座城。
And he says, look at this Babylon that I have built.
他说，你看啊，大巴比伦我所建造的。
And in that moment, a voice comes from heaven. Okay, it's time to be humbled, Nebuchadnezzar.
在那一刻，天上就有一个声音下来说：“尼布甲尼撒王，什么什么发生了？”
He's going to go crazy for 7 years.
有七年哈，他会得了神经错乱。
You know, pride leads to a lot of emotional problems.
所以骄傲也会导致许多情绪上的问题。
For 7 years, he lives like an animal.
所以有七年的时间，他好像野兽一样生活。
We finally said, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the King of Heaven."
到最后，他说：“我尼布甲尼撒王现在赞美高举天上的王。”
All his ways are judgment.
他的道路都是公正的。
And those who walk in pride, he knows how to humble.
那些行在骄傲当中的人，他知道怎么使他们谦卑。
See, one reason I want to have reminders in my house.
好，我要把一个东西提醒我呢，在家里的一个原因就是。
And as hard as it is to pursue humility, the reason I know I've got to do this.
好，虽然说追求谦卑相当困难，但是我知道我必须提醒我自己。
Because I don't want to end up like Nebuchadnezzar.
因为我不希望我的下场像
尼布甲尼撒王。Yeah, you might get rich, you might even build a city, and it might be the most famous city in the world.
好，或许你会
变得。But you go crazy. What good is it?
或许会变得很财富好，建立世界上最美最大的城，但是你后来发疯了，有什么好处？
Right. God motivates us to pursue divine humility by giving us a revelation of Jesus on the cross.
然后上帝启示我们耶稣在十字架上的死亡，来激发我们去寻求谦卑。
Right. And God reminds us of this in communion every time we have communion.
那每次我们有主餐的时候呢，神都提醒我们。
Communion should be a time of humbling ourselves before the Lord.
在用主餐的时候，我们在神面前谦卑下来。
One of the greatest revivals in history is the Moravian revival.
那基督教历史里面一个最有名的复兴呢，是莫拉维有弟兄会的复兴。
And it took place in the early 1700s.
在1700年代早期发生。
In Central Europe.
在欧洲的中部。
Okay, and. There was a lot of persecution of true Christians.
在那个时候，对真正的基督徒有很大的逼迫。
And this Zinzendorf, Count Zinzendorf.
那这个七情多夫呢？这个公爵呢
？He was a wealthy man.
他是一个相当有钱的人。
God didn't call him to give all his money away.
神没有呼召他把他的钱财都散去。
But to use his wealth to help the church survive the persecution.
但是需要用他的财富来帮助教会存活下去。
So he opened up his estate for persecuted Christians.
他把他的产业打开，让这些被逼迫的基督徒进来。
People came from all over the world and found refuge at his.
所以很多基督徒就在他的这个产业里面呢，找到一个避难所。
But these people were fighting with, I mean, there was Baptists, Lutherans, Catholic, everybody was there.
但是很多不同宗派的人都来哈，浸信会的、天主会的、路德会的，都在那里，他们彼此争闹。
There was so much infighting.
彼此内斗得很厉害。
I mean, these were people who had been persecuted themselves, and here they are persecuting each other.
那这些被逼迫的人现在进来了，彼此逼迫。
But God did an amazing thing.
但上帝做了一件非常奇妙的事情。
First, Zinzendorf set up the rules and regulations of their society.
他首先设立了他们生活在一起的一些规则。
You got to have rules.
你需要一些规则。
We have them for our church, how we're supposed to act, behave, how we do things.
我们教会也有规则，有教会公约。
But that's not the most important part of church.
但是教会的主要的不是大家持守这个公约。
And then God did an amazing spiritual revival.
所以后来神做了一个非常奇妙的一个属灵的复兴。
One day a pastor came and they were having a Lord's Supper.
有一天一个牧师来到他们的主餐当中。
They've been having special meetings where they spend a lot of time just singing and praying, singing and praying.
那时候他们召开了很多特会哈，就不断的祷告、唱诗来赞美。
But this day was special.
那那一天相当特别。
And as they were taking the Lord's Supper,
当他们用主餐的时候
，it was as if they were given a vision of Jesus crucified for them.
好像他们亲眼看见了耶稣被钉十字架的那个景象。
And people started to weep in the congregation.
所以会众当中有人开始流泪。
And they sang, and you could hardly hear the singing and the weeping. There's just so much going on.
好，所以他们一面唱歌，有很多人在那边哭泣，好，在那边忏悔。
But as a community, they were broken together.
所以当他们一起领受主餐、擘饼的时候
，by a vision of Christ crucified.
那耶稣基督被钉十字架的这个景象呢，就使他们都破碎了。
And the whole community turned the reins over to God, and God now led this community in the greatest revival that we know of.
所以这整个社区呢，都把他们的主导权交给上帝，所以在这个社区就发生了很大的复兴。
You see, Zinzendorf himself, his life was changed.
那提琴多夫这个人，他自己的生命也被改变了。
Right out of college, he was traveling around Europe.
他从大学毕业之后呢，就在欧洲游历。
And he visited a museum.
他拜访了一个博物馆。
And there was a portrait of Christ being crucified there with the crown of thorns.
那在这个博物馆里面呢，有一个图画，就是耶稣基督被死戴了这个荆棘冠冕，钉在十字架上。
And he writes that he sat there for a couple hours.
他写下来说，他坐在那边几个小时，就盯着这幅图画看。
And at the bottom of the picture,
在这个图画的下面
，few words,
几个字
，I have done this for you. What have you done for me?
就是耶稣说我为你做了这些事情那你为我做了什么事
And he realized up to that point he hadn't really done anything for God.
那提琴多夫知道他的生命到那一时刻的时候呢他还没有为耶稣做任何的事情
And that prepared him for this revival that took place a few years later.
所以在这个图画面前驻足的时候呢预备了他将来在他的这个庄园有一个复兴的到来
I pray the Lord's Supper will have a deep, profound meaning for us every time we take it.
所以我很盼望我们每次领受主餐的时候呢，对我们来说都是深具意义的。
And I always have this hope.
我有常常有这样的一个盼望。
Because our God is such a great God.
因为我们的上帝是这么伟大的一位神。
Maybe He'll touch somebody's heart.
或许他会触摸到某个人的心。
Each time and spark another revival.
每次领主餐的时候就触发起另外一个复兴。
God imparts humility to us through the indwelling Christ.
上帝也借着内住的圣灵使我们谦卑。
We only have true humility as Christ lives in us.
就当基督住在我们里面的时候我们才有真正的谦卑。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
圣经上说基督在我们里面成为荣耀的盼望。
It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
保罗说不再是我乃是基督活在我的里面。
There was this city dude.
有一个城市人。
He went out to a lake to go fishing.
他到一个湖边去钓鱼。
He had bought himself the most expensive fishing gear.
他买了最贵的这个钓鱼竿。
The best bait.
好，最好的鱼饵。
And he's out there and he starts fishing.
所以他开始去钓鱼。
And this little country boy comes by.
所以一个乡下的小孩过来了。
And he's got this little twig he broke off a tree.
他从树上就摘了一个树枝当他的钓鱼竿。
And a few worms he's dug up himself.
然后他从地上挖了几个蚯蚓。
And that city slicker, he's been out there fishing all day, didn't catch a thing.
那城市人钓鱼钓了整天，什么都没逮到。
And frustrated, he gets out and he's packing up and he's mad. And this little boy comes by.
好，他很沮丧，就把他的东西都包装还要走了。但他走的时候呢，这小男孩走过来。
And he's got a whole string of fish he's caught.
钓了一整串的鱼。
And the city slicker says, "How do you catch those fish with just that little stick?"
那城市人就问他说：“你那个小小的树干怎么钓这么多鱼呢？”
And that little boy he pulled up his pants.
小男孩就把他的裤子往上拉。
And he said the secret.
他说我的奥秘是，我的秘诀是。
His eyes stayed out of sight.
好，我躲开来。
The fish couldn't see me.
鱼看不见我。
What a message for us as Christians who want to win the lost.
所以当我们基督徒想带领人信主的时候，对我们来说是多么大的一个功课啊。
See, too many lost people see us and not Jesus.
很多时候没有信主的人呢，看到是我们，而不是看到耶稣。
You want to catch fish?
你要捕鱼吗？
Like that little boy, you got to stay out of sight.
就像这小男孩哈，你要躲开。
Stay invisible.
好，要无形。
And let people see Jesus in you as the hope of glory.
让别人在看到你里面的耶稣，这才是重要的。
So what will genuine humility look like in
us? 那一个真正的谦卑是什么样子呢？
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
保罗说哈，我今日成了何的人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And that grace wasn't in vain.
而且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。
But I labored more abundantly than them all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
So genuine humility leads to laboring for the Lord.
所以一个真正的谦卑呢，会导致我们为主来劳苦。
You love being a servant.
你很喜欢做一个仆人。
You find joy in serving other people for Jesus.
你为了耶稣去服侍别人呢，你会有很大的喜乐。
Right. Grasping grace makes us hardworking servants.
所以明白这个恩典会使我们成为服侍主的仆人。
Right, genuine humility comes from realizing God has created each one of us unique and special.
真正的谦卑也来自明白上帝特别的塑造了我们每一个人。
Who makes us to differ from one another?
谁我们人与人不同的是谁呢？
Why can't I organize like Jackson?
为什么我不像 Jackson 组织那么好？
Yeah, and why can't he preach like me?
为什么他不能像我讲道呢？
God created each one of us with different gifts, special gifts for the purpose He created us for.
上帝创造我们，给人不同的恩赐，是给予因为有不同的目的。
Right? Who makes us different?
谁使我们不同呢？
And what do you have that wasn't given to you?
你有什么不是领受而得的呢？
God made you the way you are.
神造你，你那个样子。
Now, if you didn't receive it, why do you glory or boast as if you hadn't received it.
若是领受的，为什么自夸好像不是领受的呢？
Right? Everything we've gotten in life is a gift from God.
我们人生所得到的一切都是来自上帝的礼物。
And if you don't realize that, you're proud.
假如我们不明白这一点的话呢，我们就是骄傲的人。
You think, I did it.
我们会想说，哎，是我造成的。
Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights.
圣经上说好，所有美善的恩赐都是来自天上的神。
Christ in us motivates us to serve.
所以基督在我们里面来激发我们，赐我们力量去服侍别人。
If then I, Lord, your Lord and Master,
假如我是你们的主
，have washed your feet,
洗你们的脚
，shouldn't you wash one another's feet?
你们也不当彼此洗脚吗
？And what is it about feet?
这个脚是什么东西
？It's so humbling about this.
使我们能够谦卑下来。
Do you perfume your feet?
你会为脚撒上香水吗
？No. These are dirty, smelly feet.
脚是臭的哈。
Many Christians went to work with lepers.
很多基督徒去与这个患这个大麻风的人工作。
Right. Many Christians have gone to some of the poorest areas in the world.
很多基督徒去世界上最贫穷的地方工作。
Willing to wash anybody's dirty feet.
他们很愿意洗任何肮脏的脚。
If that's where God is leading them,
假如那是神引导他们去的地方
，Where is God leading you?
那上帝引导我们去什么地方呢
？When He pulls right, do you go right?
当他往右边拉你的时候，你往右走吗
？When the Holy Spirit pulls you left, do you go left?
当他帮你往左边拉的时候，你往左边走吗
？When the Holy Spirit tells you, tell that person about Jesus.
当圣灵告诉你说要把耶稣告诉那个人的时候。
You tell them about Jesus?
你会把耶稣告诉他们吗
？Have you been broken?
你被神打击了吗
？Now I know everybody is broken. The world breaks people.
我知道每个人都有破碎的经验哈，这个世界就让我们破碎。
Question is, have you given control of your brokenness to Jesus?
问题就是我们有没有把自己的破碎交给主耶稣
？Once you do, things turn around.
好，一旦你这么做，你的人生就会大转弯。
And life becomes better than you ever thought it could.
生命会越变越好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
We thank you for revealing to us this supernatural gift of humility.
感谢你向我们启示，向我们显明超自然的谦卑的荣耀。
It's not a humility we can work up ourselves.
这不是我们自己凭自己的努力可以去得到的。
It comes from your Holy Spirit when you live in us.
当你住在我们的里面，是靠着圣灵来教导我们。
The world can't understand it.
世人没有办法明白这一点。
The world will make fun of such humility.
世界甚至有的时候会嘲笑这样的一个谦卑。
But Lord, we understand being humble is not being a doormat.
我们知道谦卑不是成为别人的踏脚板。
But it's letting all the power of God be under your control in our life.
而是让上帝你所有的力量在我们人生当中是可控制的。
So you can use us for your glorious purposes.
好让你因为你的荣耀跟你的目的来使用我们。
So Lord, we know growing in humility is a process.
我们知道在谦卑上成长是一个过程。
Help us catch a vision.
求主帮助我们捕捉到这样的一个意象。
And pursue it with all our heart.
全心来追寻。
Knowing that you have promised to meet with the humble.
知道你曾应许要与那些谦卑痛悔的人同聚。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.